right now we're in that kind of critical time point in the run where things are starting to happen or potentially starting to happen. So we're getting reports from various places and folks that they're seeing lots of fish in the district. We've seen fish in subsistence nets, lots of sockeye and chums. And we had a big push of fish up the Nooshigak River yesterday of 59,000 raw count. We're still working on the apportionment. Also a big count this morning, so it looks like it could be a sustained push up the Nooshigak. And I'll get up later today and fly and see what I can see.
So you want to put the fleet on a little bit of a short notice here at some point today?
Yes, we want to put the fleet on short notice, and hopefully, unfortunately, I know it's not ideal for the fleet to be on short notice for 3 days, but I'm hoping to wait several days before we actually fish. But it's supposed to blow today and tomorrow, and if there's a lot of fish in the district, a lot of those fish could move up on the blow. And we have to be ready to be able to respond to that, which means having the fleet on short notice.
And for a lot of folks, that's going to mean getting their boat in the water today or tomorrow here. This harbor's still about half empty. Let me ask you about your math here with the kings versus the sockeye up the two waterways there. I know that it's the king count did not show up yet, maybe this today or tomorrow, what you were hoping for, but that changes the management strategy. Can you explain that?
Yes. So because we're behind on kings, we want to get 100,000 sockeye up the Wood River before we fish. We started counting on Sunday, and between Sunday at, you know, basically 0000 hours on Sunday and 6 a.m. this morning, we've already got 20,000 fish up the Wood River, 20,000 sockeye up the Wood River. So there's the potential, again, with the wind and the reports of fish in the district, that we could hit that 100,000 up the Wood River tonight, potentially. Right. And by the same token, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot of fish at Port Moeller, so it could be 3 days from now that we hit that 100,000. We just don't know. We want to be prepared. So the plan is we'll do an announcement at noon and have the fleet on short notice. Short notice means don't go dry, but we'll be updating that short notice every day to let folks know when the earliest possible fishing is so that they don't necessarily have to leave the harbor and go anchor out.
You also said you're a bit above the curve so far on your Nooshigak sockeye. Do you know just exactly how early this looks so far?
Until we resolve our technical difficulties and get solid numbers, I don't, but
okay.
I mean, we're way ahead. I mean, we would normally expect for the upper end, the 900,000 goal on the 18th of June to have just less than 7,000 sockeye up the river. And we were at 19,000 on the 16th. So we're triple that. And with 59,000 fish up yesterday, and a potential big day today, you know, we could potentially be over 100,000 up the Nooshigak.
I know it's a little bit too early to speculate, but are you getting the sense that this is proving to be an early start or an early run?
For the Nooshigak, I would say yes, and even for the Wood, you know, 20,000 fish in the first 30 hours of counting it's not unprecedented, but it's a lot.
Time to get ready. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay. Tim, thanks for this update, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks, Dave.